This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
One thing I really miss is doing more events with listeners and readers around the world. I used to do so many meetups. I got a little sidetracked in 2020, but I don't really have that excuse anymore. So usually I travel and host those meetups and talks when I have a new book out. I'm working on a new book. Stay tuned, but still got a ways to go there. In the meantime, I'm encouraged by our listener today who's been teaching a local seminar on speed reading. She now wants to take her show on the road and fast, quickly. Because, you know, speed reading, I just assume you have to learn it very fast. Well, whether fast or slow, however it works, they want to teach this skill in different cities. What needs to happen next?
Hi, this is Linda from Sacramento, California. I've been teaching local classes on speed reading, and I want to take my show on the road. I know everyone's into digital learning these days, but I teach better in person, and I find a lot of people still appreciate the IRL experience. This brings me to my question. How do I do this? In other words, how can I go from small workshops in my hometown to booking events across the country? Ideally, I like to do one or two each month and always in a different city so I can reach new people each time. Aside from replicating the same logistics I do here, I'm not sure where to start in terms of planning and marketing. I'm looking for any help or general advice you might have.
Yeah, great plan. I too love the IRL experience, although I love virtual as well. I think for these kinds of things, you have a two-pronged attack, at least a plan for that sort of attack. You know, do some kind of virtual events while also going on the road for the in real life experience. As I said, I miss it. I hope to plan a new roadshow soon. So what do you need to consider? So, you know, here we have logistics and marketing, I believe our caller mentioned. Those are indeed the two big categories. So, you know, logistics, where are you going? What venues will you work with? There's really a lot to be decided there. I mean, those are some big questions, but then lots and lots of other small questions underneath them. But let's focus here more on marketing, because if you've already been doing some events in your hometown, then you're familiar with the logistics process. It's not that different in different places. But marketing, key question, how will people sign up? How will people sign up for this seminar on speed reading or whatever the topic is? If you are building an email list or using social media or both, it's very important to generate commitment, pre-commitment even, if possible. Ideally, you never want to go into a situation where you don't know if people will show up to an event. That's why advanced marketing is so important. I sometimes go on Twitter or elsewhere and say, you know, hey, I'm thinking of doing something in a few US cities next month. Where should it be? And this is not a scientific survey, of course, but it can be interesting to see the responses. So if you have social media, then that could be helpful, even just a personal Facebook account. Now, if you don't have an existing base, like how will people in these other cities hear about it and sign up? I don't know exactly what your answer is, but I would put a lot of time and thought into that. I mean, that's actually where I would focus my attention because logistics, you know, are relatively easy to figure out as you go along. But if the people aren't there, then it's kind of all for naught. And I will just say, like, a final note here, it is tough to get people to commit in advance. Like, you want to incentivize them if you can. Maybe there's some kind of discount, some kind of special service or product they get for signing up early. But just know that most people will wait as long as possible before they register, which, of course, is not helpful to you, you know, when you're trying to put together the seminar or the workshop or whatever. But it's just how it goes. So you need to be aware of it. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. Love to come out to that roadshow and hopefully have one of my own again at some point. And listeners, if you've got a question, sidehustleschool.com/questions. Let me know what's going on. I hope you'll subscribe, follow, come back for a new episode tomorrow. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.